Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Scott Mills, Gold with Chappers. This is Radio 1. This was something that we only did, last week? Maybe the week before? It's good play-along at home fun.
And now it's time for Are You Sick? Right. I've got some things here that are not funny, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you laugh, then you're sick, all right?
Okay.
So let me know if you laugh on 81199 at any of these things, and
right.
It instantly means that you're not right, okay? All right, we're going to play this with Laura and Chappers as well. Let me know wherever you are tonight if you laugh at these, all right?
Okay.
First of all, what's the worst thing that could happen if you're a newsreader on the TV and you're reading out a story about something really tragic which has happened? You laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to this. Right, remember, if you laugh, you are sick. Okay?
A fire crash leaves three people dead. Police in Nebraska say a rental truck carrying two people lost control, crossed the median, and collided head-on with a semi-truck. Both trucks burst into flames, and witnesses say there were several explosions. The two... Excuse me. The two people in the room... The two people in the rental truck and the driver of the semi... This is a sad story, excuse me, were killed. Crews say they had fires contained in about 10 minutes.
That is terrible, isn't it?
But there isn't even anything funny at all in that.
Not at all. What is he laughing about? Laura, you laughed.
Because you can hear him wanting to crack up.
Witnesses say there were several explosions. Excuse me.
You're sick.
That's awful.
Let me know if you laughed. That's not right.
No.
Okay, I've got a story now.
Yeah.
From a newspaper in Thailand.
Okay.
Bangkok. A hippopotamus... That's not funny.
That isn't. You just laughed at Bangkok.
God.
You said Bangkok.
Yeah, it's like the capital of Thailand.
Okay.
Right, good. Bangkok.
I'm not laughing yet.
Shut up. A hippopotamus swallowed a circus dwarf. In a freak accident in northern Thailand, according to a columnist in the Pattaya Mail. The Grapevine column reported, a circus dwarf died recently when he bounced sideways from a trampoline and was swallowed by a yawning hippopotamus waiting to appear in the next act.
That's not true.
It's in the paper. Vet said Hilda the hippo had a gag reflex which caused her to swallow. More than 1,000 spectators continued to applaud wildly until they realised there'd been a tragic mistake. You're sick. You're sick.
Is that can't be true?
It's true. That's an actual story. So the male.
The dwarf bounced sideways just at the same time as a hippo.
Cosmos was yawning, and that was it. That was the end of him. You're sick. And finally, this is a reporter from Brazil, okay, doing a report on wine and different kind of grape varieties and stuff. I presume it's in Portuguese, I think. And he goes from one set of grapes to the next, but he kind of touches this something he touches in the greenhouse and gets a massive belt. He gets electrocuted. Remember?
Right, go on.
Remember, if you laugh at this,
okay,
you're sick.
Right. A fire crash, please.
No, that's the wrong one. You've already laughed at that. You're sick if you laugh at this.
Estas mais de mesa. Aqui do lado, Pederneiras. Aqui, por exemplo, tem...
Voltamos em seguida com o esporte e o comentário do Paulo Roberto Falcão. Até já.
What I like about that is this bloke's been electrocuted, then it goes back to the studio, she doesn't refer to him at all. She's like, coming next, it's the sports.
Aqui, por exemplo, tem...
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Now, a few people on the text are worried about whether they're posh or not because they couldn't hear the posh noise. So, one more time.
Do you think that I'm out?
Well, no, it's not really okay at all.
Oh, no.
I was in a bar, so on the little ledge. Oh, my God.
You're funny.
Avocado or.
Oh, my. Washed by what? Exactly. I don't know what kind of person does that.
Nothing at all, just science. I'm common as muck. If you just heard science there, you're common as well. The other noise that Scott discovered was the shopping trolley noise. Now, he discovered this and then realised that he could cause chaos in supermarkets up and down the country by playing it. I shall let my little orange friend explain more.
Right, we're nearly about to do the shopping trolley noise on Radio 1. This is the frequency that apparently will make shopping trolley wheels lock up. There's a certain noise that makes them just stop. You know, sometimes they stop when you... You try and take him out of the car park. Not that I've ever tried to take a shopping trolley out of a car park. But if you do, apparently, there is a noise. Anyway. anyway. Tony?
Yes, Scott?
Where are you?
I am in Basildon and Tesco's, standing up on a balcony about to turn up for your Wi-Fi.
Right. So, do you work there or what?
No, I work in Wickford. But, like, I'm just coming here. I was on my way home from work. So I thought I'd pop in and make everyone stop in their tracks.
Right, so you actually went to supermarket on my advice on the way home from work today?
Yeah, literally, I just got off the bus a few stops earlier.
Love that. Thanks so much for that, Tony. So you're by some hi-fis now, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, we have people all over the country, Amy in Perth, saying, about to go into Tesco's, I'm so excited right now. We've got Martin and Crew, who's outside Asda. We've got somebody who's right next to the entrance stroke exit and the trolley bit in their car outside Tesco in Minehead. I'm sitting in Sainsbury's car park in Exeter, right by the door, waiting to cause havoc. This is brilliant. Okay, are you ready for it? Hello? Turn the radios down until I say, otherwise it's going to be horrible.
Right, it's down.
Right, nice, okay. Who else is around you?
There's a few people with a couple of arms up, and it's just like, well, there's a few old ladies.
Right, and they've got shopping trolleys, have they?
Yeah, everyone's got shopping trolleys.
Amazing. Okay, right. We're going to do this in after three, all right? So I need you to turn the radio up after three, and I want to know what happens. Do the shopping trolleys' wheels lock up, all right?
Right.
Okay. One, two, three. Turn them down, Tony, turn them down. What?
So ladies have just stopped dead, like screaming, and then I was going on. Some old ladies just pushed her trolley into someone else, and there's some woman that's standing there, she just done, I was going on. Oh, well, security guards are walking over.
Okay, did trolleys actually stop?
Yeah, about five, I'll be honest.
Five stopped?
Yeah, and one crashed.
Right, okay. are they coming to get you now?
Yeah.
Right, run away! Run away, Tony!
I'm off.
Run!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott's on holiday, so I'm in for him, chappers, and it's Scott Mills' goal till seven. Now, back in the day, we used to do celebrity calls. This was getting clips of celebrities, phoning somebody up and seeing how long we could keep them on the phone. They thought they were actually talking to a famous person, but it was just us pressing the clips. See how long we could keep them on board. We did loads and loads. One of the most popular was Zippy from Rainbow. So here he is, phoning up a publisher.
Hello?
Oh, hello!
Yeah?
I am reciting my poem.
You need to get published. Is what you're asking?
Quiet. My poem. I had a little nut tree. Nothing would it bear but a silver nutmeg and a golden pear.
Are you saying you've written this?
Yes, yes. Well, nobody thinks I'm any good.
No, it isn't that. It isn't that. But it's somebody else's stuff, isn't it?
Quiet. Okay. I am reciting my poem.
Yeah.
I skipped over water. I danced over sea. and all the birds in the air couldn't catch me.
That sounds better. I don't know that one. Be best if you'll have the address of the pub.
Quiet, please, Bungle, quiet.
Sorry, I thought you'd finished. Sorry.
I had a little nut tree and a golden pear.
This is something you've just done. Well, it's been around for some time.
Oh! I've got a good idea. Let's have a sing-song.
Don't think so, no.
You're a very good singer, so will you sing it with me?
Not really, no. I've got quite a lot of things to do.
You'll never be a singer, not like me. Three fat sausages sitting on the wall. Three fat sausages sitting on the wall. Join in.
No.
But if one fat sausage should accidentally fall...
There'll be one green bottle sitting on the wall.
I've got to come down here. Goodbye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
We have got hundreds of these because we did them for a while. We'll do one more now. This is when Chewbacca... Chewbacca phoned the BBC.
Hello. Hello. Have we got a cross line here? Hello? You're not at the zoo, are you? I think you'll have to redial. Hello? Where are you calling from? Hello? Is there interference on the line, or...?
She stayed on the line for 45 seconds to blooming Chewbacca.
The Scott Mills Daily.
During the World Cup, I was in Germany, so Scott needed some help in trying to understand football and learn about the game. And the most knowledgeable people about football tend to be 10-year-old boys. They know everything there is to know about football because it's before you discover beer, before you discover girls, before you have to do exams, any of that kind of stuff. The only thing that matters in the world is football. So you know every little stat there is to know. So 10-year-old Lloyd was very useful to Scott during the World Cup. And as a reward... for Lloyd, we sent him to meet some of his heroes.
Please welcome, live all the way from Oswestry, Shropshire, it's the BBC's premier football expert, Lloyd.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm thanks, how are you?
I'm very good. You had a good day yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Because you taught me everything about football during the World Cup, we had to repay you. So we gave you the present of going to your favourite football team in the whole wide world, Liverpool.
Yeah, it was really good.
What was the highlight of the day?
Meeting all the players. I know what my mum's highlight was.
Yeah, we all know what your mum's highlight was.
Yeah, we do. She's got a real thing for him, hasn't she?
I know. Her and Bald Man.
Who does she fancy again?
Reina, the goalkeeper.
What is it about her and him?
It's because we waved to him when they were showing off the kit and he winked at her.
He winked at her.
I know.
Ew. Is that all it takes to impress your mum?
Yeah.
Does she go for the ball type?
Yeah, she does.
And now, you did some interviews, didn't you, Lloyd?
Yeah, it was really good.
I've got some of them here.
Yeah?
Let's start with Xabi Alonso. Now, he plays for Spain, doesn't he?
Yeah.
What was he like?
I couldn't understand most of the words he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, here's Lloyd asking Xabi Alonso the questions that really matter.
I'm sometimes called a Ginga Minga at school. What's your nickname?
In school? A lot of time ago, but I have had a lot of nicknames. My friends used to call me Bone, that it's very difficult translation to English, so I'm not able to do that.
Okay, listen, if you're Spanish and you're listening now, or you speak Spanish and I've really offended you, I'm very sorry, I don't know what that means.
What was it again?
My friends used to call me Bone, that it's...
It sounded like Bonnie Letit.
I don't know what it was, but if you're Spanish and I've offended you, I'm sorry. It's very hard to translate back into English.
You're right, Lloyd.
Yeah.
Moving on to the next question.
My mum says if you eat your crust, your hair goes curly. What did you eat when you were so little to become such a good footballer?
What did your mum tell you?
Crust from bread.
Crust from bread?
You know, the thick edge of a slice of bread.
My mom, she used to tell me a lot of things. Okay, that's an original interview. I didn't expect that, but what can I...
So he's not been asked that before, has he?
I'm very impressed, Lloyd, because that's, you know, normally it's all dull questions that get asked at these things, and you managed to stump him.
I like it how he had to ask the translator what crusts were as well. And then you spoke to the goalkeeper, didn't you?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Irina.
Is this the one your mum fancies?
Yeah.
Right.
When you came to the Premiership, what did you prefer, the Liverpool ladies or the money?
I can say both. No, I think to play in Liverpool, not neither for ladies or money.
I would have said both.
Ah, yeah.
That was a good one, Lloyd.
I like that one.
This is my favourite question.
Hola. Have you ever been on a ferry across the Mersey?
Ona, sorry?
A ferry. A boat.
Ah, yeah. Not yet, but I have to try.
Right. And you met Steve and Gerard, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
And he came up to say hello to you before you actually did the interview, so you're actually famous. He knows who you are.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Yeah. In terms, you know.
And this is you talking to him?
I'm sometimes called the Ginger Minger at school. What is your nickname?
I haven't really got a nickname, to be honest, but I've been called something similar to you in school about my hair and stuff and the way I look, but I just take no notice of it and take no notice of people. I'm happy the way I am, you should be the happy the way you are.
Yeah, I've got three older brothers who take the mic a lot, so... Two older brothers, sorry. Not three.
He's happy the way he is being a multimillionaire.
It doesn't matter what anybody says to him, you know?
I'm fine, thanks.
He can cope.
My mum says if you eat your crust, your hair curls. What did you eat when you were little to make you so good at football?
I used to eat loads of sweets and chocolate and ice creams, but I used to get shouted at a lot and get told to eat all my vegetables, but now I'm bigger, I eat all my vegetables because they're good for you.
Thanks.
So Stephen Gerrard says, hi kids, eat sweets, be good at football.
If you listen to that again, you can hear the PR person in the background coughing, though that maybe wasn't the right answer.
My mum says if you eat your crust, your hair curls. What did you eat when you were little to make you so good at football?
I used to eat loads of sweets and chocolate and ice creams, but...
Steve.
I love Frosties, although the advert puts me off a little. What cereal do you like?
Frosties, but I just don't watch the adverts.
You're lucky.
Just turn over when they come on.
Thanks for that advice.
Remind us of that.
You get a bit sarcastic with him then, Lloyd.
Yeah, thanks for that. Remind us how the advert goes again, Lloyd.
They're going to take three. They're going to take three.
And finally...
Can you change the colour of the shirt next year? Because it clashes with my hair.
Yeah, I'll try my best for you, but I don't think that's possible. It's just tradition, but if I was you, just buy the away kit and you'll be all right.
I think John Arna might back me up on that.
Yeah, he dies as though he cheats.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Is that an exclusive you got there, Lloyd, that Jan Arna Riise dyes his hair?
Yep.
Well done.
Well, that's good. That'll be on all the sports pages
tomorrow. I'm going to put that in the next sports bulletin.
So in summary, Lloyd, from your interviews... We found out that Xabi Alonso was called Bonnie La Tit at school, which is now going to be shouted at him all the time.
I think that's going to be a good terrace chant for all the away fans that go to Anfield over the next season, yeah.
Steven Gerrard says, eat sweets, be great at football. And Pepe Reina can get women just by winking at them, i.e. your mum.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
11 minutes past six, this is Radio 1, Scott Mills Gold. Now, back in the day, we used to do a lot of celebrity calls. We've got hundreds to choose from. The idea being, we've got some sound clips from a celebrity, we play them and see how long we can keep another person on the phone. They actually think they're talking to the celebrity, but they're just talking to Scott playing out clips. So, if you were at work and Bruce Forsyth phoned you, you wouldn't believe that, would you? You wouldn't stay on the phone and talk to him for a while, would you? Really? Would you?
Headmaster, how can I help?
And what do you do?
Hello?
How are you?
Headmaster, hi.
Listen,
Graham.
Very carefully. Believe me, we are all rooting for you tonight.
Hello?
And I do hope you're going to join in at home. Your question coming up. Who plays the TV detective Columbo.
Who is playing with me? I'm really tired. I've been on all day. Who is this on the line? How can I help you? Could you please talk to me?
Is it James Garner, Raymond Burr, or Peter Falk?
I don't know. I've not been watching TV. Hey, just hang on there. Let me ask someone. Ask me the question again.
Okay.
Huh?
Who plays the TV detective Columbo?
Who plays TV detective Columbo? Somebody's asking me question.
Is it James Garner, Raymond Burr, or Peter Falk?
James Garner.
Is it James Garner, Raymond Burr, or Peter Falk?
James Garner.
Which one of you is going to take this home?
A cocktail jug and four glasses with swizzle sticks.
Could we have another question, please? Name five types of common herbs used in cooking.
Common herbs. Five types of common herbs used in cooking. Come on, there's five types of common herbs used in cooking.
Be as calm about it as you can. I know it's difficult. Believe me, we are all rooting for you tonight.
Five herbs. Oregano.
Yes.
Basil.
Yes.
Coriander.
Yes.
Parsley.
Yes.
Thyme.
Yes.
Hello.
You've won the 9-piece cocktail set.
That's absolutely wonderful.
How do I get the winning prize then?
Could we have another question, please? Who plays the TV detective Columbo?
James Garner.
Think about it. Who plays the TV detective Columbo?
James Garner.
Think about it. Mull it over in your minds. And I do hope you're going to join in at home.
James Garner.
Silly fool. All right, we'll finish it later, OK?
She was on the phone to Bruce Forsyth for nearly 3 minutes.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Scott Mills Gold with Chappers. Let's revisit an honesty game. Now, this is something that me and Scott and Colin used to do. You'd text in questions, phone in questions, and we would have to answer them honestly. Sometimes we revealed a little bit too much.
Right, so everyone ready? Remember, you can get one pass out. We choose not to answer the question. You get me? Hello, who's that?
Andy Hall.
Where are you, Andy?
In Scarborough.
And what's your question?
Have you ever seen any of your fellow DJs naked?
Chappers.
Yeah, I've seen you naked, I think. Colin, not right. You. I've seen Spoony naked. I've seen Dr. Mark naked. Who else has
been?
Can
you tell us why?
Soccer Six.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Spoonie's the one that springs to mind from the Soccer Six.
Without a shadow. We all played on the same football team.
What, naked?
No, not naked. Yeah, we all had a celebratory shower afterwards after winning.
Did you?
Yeah.
And I wasn't there.
Not in the one shower. In football changing rooms have several showers, and we all took,
enlighten me.
We all took a shower each, and we all came out of that dressing room quite impressed with Spoonie.
Put it this way: as he walked out of the shower, he took on the appearance of an Isle of Man 50p.
Yes.
I'll leave that one.
Nicely put.
Yeah.
Right. So,
three legs.
Yeah. Thanks. Tripod.
Scott, what about you? Have you ever seen any Radio 1 DJs naked, or would you like to use your pass?
I'd like to pass, I think.
We could answer this, can't we? For him.
No, we can't answer.
Do not do that.
You like what you saw, didn't you?
No.
What do you mean you did?
No, I
didn't. You said you were impressed.
No, I didn't.
You were like, whoa, you kept that a secret? That was your exact words.
No, it was not.
It was?
Why, were you there? It's a pass from me. hello, Radio 1, who's this?
It's Claire.
All right, Claire, what's your question?
My question is, have any of you done anything that would abuse your power on the radio to kind of get a date with someone?
In what way?
Just if you kind of see someone that you quite like and you think, yeah, I'd like to take you out or maybe a bit more, and then use the fact that you work on the radio to get the date.
Colin?
No, I haven't. It's the honest answer. It's not a cop night.
Chappers.
It's not a very good chat line, is it?
Sometimes people might recognise you and would maybe want to fornicate for that reason.
You see, in my eyes, Colin, everyone's a listener. You know what I mean?
And that, like, yeah, so, okay.
I mean,
that's, right. No, I would never.
So, I mean, if you're saying, the lady that just called in, that if people ask what you do and you say, yes, that's what I do, then if that impresses them, then I'll say, yeah, I probably have done that, but not on purpose.
It's just like if you find a nurse sexy or something, or a doctor.
Yeah, but I don't think I've done it on purpose. Laura.
I had a competition.
Yeah, that's right. It was a whole competition. Where
that
she
was abusing.
That really was.
She was abused during that competition.
That's a definite yes from
at least three of the five finalists.
Just not the one with the accordion.
He only got second base. Was I? Remember? See his hands full.
Yeah.
Did you ever have him back on? Is he ever, does he doing the circuit now? Like cruises and all that there?
No.
No.
He had to stand up every time we played the national anthem.
Loved him. What was his name? Ben.
He's Ben. Well, I loved him. What was his name? Fan of showbiz over there.
That's what he's like.
Everyone's
know?
A listener. No, I don't know. I know. I know stories of people using. Oh, they wouldn't obviously do. Wouldn't speak out of turn. But I've heard all sorts of stories.
Famous. What famous people using their position?
But DJs. Yeah.
DJs.
Yeah.
On this station.
Well, I'd say I wouldn't go any further, and that's not my place.
Okay. Hello, anyone, who's this?
It's Simon.
All right, Simon, what's your question?
My question is, basically, if you've ever been caught out on a one-night stand with an absolute minger and basically had to escape in the morning like a ninja.
Full outfit, no. Nunchucks.
Chappers.
Yes. But I wouldn't say she was an absolute minger. She was just a bit rough. And she wore a Wonder Bra, which I think is false advertising, really, and was very disappointing. And I didn't really escape like a ninja, but I left my own house.
Your own house?
Yeah, just to get rid of it. It was like in student...
What, you left her in the house?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, I just left my mates to get rid of her somehow.
All right.
And just went down the amusement arcade for some breakfast.
Were your mates there? Was it more than two involved?
No. It was just a shared house.
All right.
Oh, God, no, you haven't seen my mates. No.
Did you take one for the team? Was it... What I mean...
What?
What I mean by that, like, was she with someone else and your mate pulled the other one and you were left with...
No. I did it all my own. I was just drunk.
Oh.
Right, good.
So you kind of... I have no excuse, really. Just seriously bad beer goggles.
So you just huffed off, did you?
I did huff off, yeah, not for the first time in my life.
I know. Mm. I have to say, yes, I have. Not like a ninja, but I have done that thing where you have to slowly remove the hand and then wriggle out of the bed and hope they don't wake up.
What do you mean by remove the hand?
Remove the hand!
And that's a hard bit. That always wakes him up.
How can you sleep like that? That's the other thing.
Because normally if they were to turn over in the sleep, they break your arm.
God, that must be painful.
Well, you know, sometimes they might be touching you.
Uncomfortable but warm.
Colin.
No, I haven't. Well, I haven't had that many one-night stands. I'm quite...
Me neither.
It's strange that I was never very good at none. I wasn't very clinical, you know.
Mm.
But I remember I haven't escaped like a ninja, but there was a girl that wasn't the hottest once. I remember it was about 17, 18, and my mate actually did all the chatting up, but we went home in two separate taxis, and by the time he got home, I was already in the bedroom, doing a deed. And her name was Jude. So I remember walking out of the bedroom, and since we'd went in the 5 minutes that we'd taken in the bedroom, my mates had came home, and as I walked out of the bedroom, they were playing Hey Jude by the Beatles and singing along. Nah, really drunk. That was quite funny. But no, never really any mingers. She wasn't she was no Greta Garbo, but why did Greta Garbo?
I don't know. She was no Greta Garbo.
She was spitting her day.
She's dead.
She was no Sam Fox. She wasn't dead and I'm sleeping.
Thanks for bringing up to date with Sam Fox.
Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.